tell us, what is the current position from the WHO on vaping?
As you correctly put it, there is the COP8, which is taking place, which is really a conference of parties, which is taking place in Geneva from now until the 6th, and under the auspices of the WHO. One of the things that they are considering is indeed to look at to how can vaping be restricted even further. So the position that they adopted in 2016 was actually to invite their member countries to ban and I'm sorry about the call cut, but as I was trying to explain, indeed currently there is the conference of parties, it's called the COP8, which is taking place in Geneva. And one of the things that they'll be considering, and as you correctly put it, is how can the vaping industry be regulated even further. The proposal that was put on the table by the WHO to its member countries was to actually invite them to ban and restrict vaping, and obviously encourage their members to treat vaping as they would treat tobacco, and that they follow what we know and refer to as the tobacco control plan. So basically this is what was there, and that is what they're actually discussing. And obviously we wrote as the various industry association globally to WHO and actually said they need to reconsider that position because it is actually devoid of any science which is currently available. They've received letters from 72 professionals globally that are involved in vaping to say they do not support the stance that they've taken. And quite frankly, they fear that the WHO could be seen as a barrier to innovation. Obviously, we're calling for transparency as the vaping association. It still does not make sense that in the 21st century, you still do not have any of us participating on roundtable discussions under the UN auspices, because transparency is actually one of the key tenets of the United Nations. And we're actually saying that it does not make sense that they would want to encourage members to ban vaping when we have seen some of the bigger vaping markets adopting a position to support it as an alternative to smoking.
What do people UK, just? I just want. Sorry, yeah. If I can just interrupt. What does science? What does the medical profession say about the health impact of vaping?
Well, I think that how we've actually summarized the scientific position based on the analysis that has been done is that it is a safer alternative to tobacco.
In what way?
Now, we are actually not saying that it is actually a health product. It assists you to actually quit smoking. So we already know that tobacco's got health impact. As soon as you light a cigarette, immediately, you're actually impacting on your health. As opposed to when you vape, we are actually saying that all the chemicals in all their numbers and all the impact that has actually been discovered to actually be resultant of one smoking have not been proven on vaping. And hence, all the research and the science is actually agreeing that it is a safer alternative to tobacco.
In what way, though? In what way are they not as bad as smoking cigarettes?
So if you look at some of the science, I actually don't want to delve into the tobacco industry itself and some of their own findings, but it already that when you smoke a cigarette, you impact on your health, you're looking at, it contributes to some of the cancer-associated illnesses. So we're saying that, and it's actually not even us, it's actually the research that is there, that from vaping, there's not been any of those associated medical conditions that have actually been identified. In South Africa, the industry is still very new. We still need even much more research to be conducted. But from the developed countries where it has been there and they've actually evolved over time, where they've said, we are banning it based on science, we're actually thinking that it's a safer offering to the community, to the smokers. I just think that is what we are actually saying. We would not want to miss an opportunity in South Africa to regulate the industry as such.
Has the vaping industry invested any money into research into the health effects of vaping?
We've actually not, because the industry is still very new, or the industry association and even the industry itself, The research that we've actually done and we have shared widely and even with the Department of Health was really on the impact assessment of vaping. How big is it? Who is vaping? Is it people below or above the age of 18? And is there any economic impact? Does it create jobs and so forth? Because we thought...
No, but I'm talking specifically about a responsibility by the vaping industry to investigate and or invest in research that looks into the potential harm of vaping.
So as an industry, we haven't, but we've made an offer to government to say we would like to partner with them in ensuring that whatever areas of research that I think are crucial and necessary so that we're able to legislate the industry, we partner and we actually go and do that research so that when it does get completed, it is actually not seen as a research that has been influenced in outcome by the industry. But government takes ownership and comfort to say, we actually even want government to appoint their own researchers into the field and say, we are not comfortable with this area. These are the areas we want more research on. So that offer we have already made to government in our submission to the bill that is before the Department of Health.
But isn't that then putting the responsibility on government rather than on you as the vaping industry? Because here's where I'm thinking, you know, if in 5 years somebody does some research that proves conclusively that actually vaping is very, very harmful, are you not concerned that you're then going to get a whole load of lawsuits from people saying, but why didn't you tell us this?
You see, the main thing that is actually there is that we have the benefit of all this global research that has been done. And we ourselves, as the Vaping Product Association, we had a conference on the 2nd of August where we invited, you know, medical practitioners, global and local, those that are for the vaping as an alternative, and those that are indeed against the whole vaping, to say, what are the concerns? What is the science? You know, and based on what is there, they all agreed that, you know, with the investigations and the research, that it is still a safer product than the tobacco. So I think that that is actually what does give us comfort. And the developed markets, they continuously researching on various topics. And when this research actually comes out, we do share it widely with the various medicals and say, this is the research that is coming out. What is your view? Because, again, we would not like to just take the research that is done in London and say it will apply in a copy-paste manner to the South African market. There might be other you know, elements that we might need to consider from the health perspective that we are not aware of. That's why we would test it, share, so that when we come to platforms like this, at least we've got to the comfort that at this point in time, when we are actually comfortably saying the safer alternative, indeed we can back it up, right? Again, if I just, you allow me 1 second, we know that this is a product in evolution. It's innovation, but the basis is there that, you know, there has not been one person in the last 10, even 15 years that has actually been shown to have been killed by vaping. It will evolve. It can only get safer. And that is what the research is actually all about. And this is not what we are just saying as an industry, but, you know, the studies are actually out there. And we have shared all the science, even with the department, in our submission.
It's certainly an interesting debate, and it's certainly an interesting story that we will continue to follow here. But for the meantime, Zodwa Veleman, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. Anything else, please let us know.